Welcome back. I do have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with the Southwest Valley Community School District West Campus Principal, Liz Timmer. Ms. Timmerman, thanks for visiting with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to get to visit with you and learn about all the things going on in Southwest Valley. Are you ready for the end of the school year?
Woo, ready or not, here it is. You know, we always tend to pack some special activities in the last couple weeks of school, but this is the last week for our senior class as well. So there's definitely it's a busy time of year, but it's exciting. It's very exciting.
Yes.
For our staff, obviously, parents, community members, but for our seniors, it's pretty a special time.
You bet. I can't believe we're at the end of the year, but yet here we are. So that's pretty cool. So you have a guest with us, Ms. Timmerman. Who are we going to have the opportunity to visit with here?
I do. I have our school counselor, who's been our school counselor for, we won't go there, quite a few years, right, Mrs. Wetzel?
Yes.
Mrs. Erin Wetzel is joining me this morning, and she, this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and you know, as any of our appreciation days and awareness months, I always feel like we don't just take 1 month to learn about it. She does a great deal of teaching in our middle school to our students of how to be aware of their emotions, mm-hmm. how to be aware of what is triggering them, what is making them feel the way they are, and then putting in some strategies so they can navigate the tough life that they live. I mean, middle school's rough, but I think everyone's life has hard times. And we just have to do a really good job of helping them navigate through that.
Okay. Ms. Wetzel, a pleasure to get to visit with you.
Thanks. You too.
Tell me a little. So you're a school counselor at the middle school level. I don't know. I think middle school may be as much of a roller coaster ride as any level in school. There's so much going on in middle school, isn't there?
We say that with a smile and a nod. Yeah.
Absolutely. I have actually only ever talked to one person that would choose to go back to their middle school years. Everybody else would say, no, I would avoid those years like the plague, because they're difficult. The kids they're growing up. Mm-hmm. They're not looking to their parents quite so much for acceptance as they used to, and more to their peers. And they're not little kids, but they're not adults. And that's a tough age to be in.
Absolutely. Are we getting better at working with some of those, I'm going to say, social emotional type needs for middle school, in particular middle school age students? Are we addressing that better? Are we understanding it better? How has that changed, and what does that look like?
I think we're getting better. I like to use the science behind the brain when I teach the kids. We talk a lot about the amygdala and the hippocampus, and the jobs that they have, and how if you're living in stress, your response is going to be, it can only be fear or anger. And it's going to derive into something that looks like a fight, a flight, mm-hmm. or a freeze response. And so, you know, I teach the kids how to pay attention to those things, and then how to implement strategies so that they can give their amygdala time to respond, or their prefrontal cortex time to respond, so they can make a good decision, not a decision based on fear or anger. That's something that we've really focused on pretty hard the last couple of years, is bringing that brain science into it. And the kids, they really seem to appreciate that. And they like learning about the sciencey part of why they're maybe feeling off, or why they're feeling stressed, or why they're feeling angry. And then applying the strategies.
Okay. So what would, just out of curiosity, let's say maybe someone's feeling stressed or anxious, what would one of the strategies be? You said to give yourself time. What do you do? How do you give yourself time?
One of the things that we say is you breathe. You simply remind yourself, okay, let's do, and there's a host of different breathing strategies. The kids get to pick their favorite. One of them is breathe in four, breathe out seven or eight, whatever number it is.
Yeah.
You can do infinity breathing, where you breathe in for half of the infinity sign and you're tracing while you're doing it. We also do mindful senses. So mindful seeing, mindful tasting, mindful hearing, mindful touching. And we say, okay, one of the things that you can do is, if you're feeling stressed, focus on one thing in the room and notice everything that you can about that one thing. Or see what you can taste. And of course, kids aren't typically eating in the classroom.
Right,
so
right.
The mindful tasting is not necessarily beneficial in the classroom, but we're teaching them not just skills for the classroom, we're teaching them skills for life. And so, you know, they get to try a variety of different things. I'm a beekeeper and I love honey. And so the mindful tasting day, I brought in honey from all over the United States and had them close their eyes and see if they could taste the different floral things in the honey. And that's kind of how, you know, they practice that mindful tasting. It's just slowing down their brains, slowing down their bodies and intentionally focusing on one thing, which then allows the brain to catch up and give the prefrontal cortex time to respond.
That is pretty.
We do wall push-ups. If they need an adrenaline release, we'll try to have them do some physical activity in the moment to get rid of some of that adrenaline. And yeah, just a host of different things.
That is pretty cool. So, and do you see kids reacting different? Say, for example, the same situation, one kid may have a, like you say, an aggressive response, or another kid may just completely shut down given the same scenario. Do you see the different responses with the kids?
Yeah, absolutely. And we even have them point out, okay, what does this flight, fight, or freeze response look like in the classroom? Because, you know, with a fight response, people think, well, that's punching someone or that, and it's like, well, that's not really what we do in the classroom. Do you really see that often? And they're like, no. And they're like, but people slam their Chromebooks. Yep.
Yeah.
People might get up and shout at some or, you know, and so, and it was pretty funny. The flight response, I'm like, well, we don't have tigers chasing us in school. So what does that flight response look like in the classroom setting? And they said, leaving class unnecessarily, going to get a drink or going to the bathroom when you don't really need to. And I said, yep, that's exactly what's happening when you're engaging in that, which really opened their eyes to recognize, oh, if I'm doing that, maybe I'm feeling a little bit of stress. Maybe I can apply some breathing strategies or ask to take a quick break and you know, do some wall push-ups or something to kind of reset so that I can go back in and focus.
That's pretty cool, Ms. Wetzel. That is pretty cool. And like you say, not only, I mean, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and you have a day coming up too, by the way, we're going to mention, but that's a good life skill in general to recognize, okay, this is probably an opportunity for me that I need to take a break. I mean, you know, that happens throughout life. So that's what a great mechanism that is for not just for, you know, seventh grade, but for everyone, really.
Yep.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Aaron Wetzel with me, who is the middle school counselor with the Southwest Valley Community School District. Talk to me about the day you have, the 21st, Mental Health Day or Mental Health Awareness Day. What's going on that day?
So we are going to have the kids get to experience just some really inexpensive ways and intentional ways for them to relax. So we have different stations set up, and some of them, Here's a variety of them. They get to go in and just read a book.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a room where they get to watch a cartoon episode. Or they get to make a card for someone or send an encouraging card, use stickers, whatever, to send an encouragement to someone. There's a space where they get to just color. We have what we call music therapy, where the kids are going to get to just listen to their phones for, these are about 20 minute stations.
Mm-hmm.
We have one where it's just rest, where they literally just get to lay on the floor or be comfortable and rest. One of them is doing puzzles. One of them is counting your blessings and painting a rock. One of them is physical activity. This is kind of a shortened version. We've done this before, but it's a little bit of a shortened version. But we try to encourage the kids to be intentional in their relaxation. And have it be for a short time. A lot of times when we're stressed and we find ourselves in that flight mode where or possibly a freeze mode where we just scroll on our phones for hours on end because we don't know how to get started on something. And so this is an opportunity for them to experience some different ways that don't cost a bunch of money to just relax and be in the moment and be intentional. You know, we're going to set a timer, and then at the end of the 20 minutes, we're going to move and they're going to experience something different. So again, it's just building their toolbox of strategies that they can use throughout life to find ways to relax.
Okay, very cool. And that's May 21st is when that is, and that is a Thursday, correct? Thursday, May 21st.
Yep.
All right, very cool. Okay, I'm going to take a bunny trail for a second. You mentioned something that's, here goes Aaron again. That's what everyone's thinking right now, Ms. Wetzel. Social media is something that I take my opportunity every time I can to step on it a little bit. There are some fantastic uses for it, and I know that. But I think for our kids, my opinion, and I'm not a professional by any stretch, nor do I even remotely say that I am, but I don't think it's good for our kids, especially at that age, the age we're talking, you know, upper elementary, junior high, even in high school, honestly. I don't think it's good for them. Have you seen, since you have been a school counselor, impact of social media on kids?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of times, kids get these adult devices that can do all kinds of things, and they don't have the skill set, they don't have the maturity, they don't have the skill set to know how to navigate. And so when somebody posts something or sends them something that they don't like on social media, they don't know what to do with that.
Right.
Or they don't know how to, and there's lots of adults that fall into this category too. They don't know how to limit the amount of interaction that they have. And it's addictive.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some documentaries that show that these makers of these apps and these electronics are purposely trying to keep you. You know those little bubbles that come up when you send a text message and it shows mm-hmm. that somebody's typing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fancy name for that is, but that purposely was created to keep people looking at their phones. And it is, and then you have the games and the kids, and the biggest thing that we see is the kids are staying up late and their sleep etiquette is awful because they're gaming way too much, way too late. And I tell the kids all the time, if you stay up late on a Friday night, it takes 4 days for your brain to recover from that all night binge or that late night binge. You may not realize it. You might only feel it for the first day, but it actually is taking your brain 4 days to recoup from that lack of sleep. I would agree with you, Aaron. There's a whole host of things that the longer that people can wait to have their kids have phones, the better that it is.
I agree.
In my opinion. But
I agree. I'm not a professional, like I said, but I just think, you know, get your kids outside, do something other than that, because I think, like you said, it is designed with intention to keep people on their phone all the time, and there's no doubt about it, and it's proven at this point. And to your point also, I think a lot of adults don't know how to handle it, to be perfectly frank with you. Hopefully we're learning more about it and can address it in a meaningful way now that we've had it for a while. So that's my thought.
Yep.
Okay.
And I do think that's why Mrs. Wetzel and I have worked together for a while, but I do think, you know, that's one thing that she sees, she's noticed this, and it has changed just in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Definitely with our kids, but it makes us be more intentional in what mm-hmm. we're teaching them.
Absolutely. Now, correct me if I, and by the way, we are visiting with Liz Timmerman, who is the West Campus principal, Aaron Wetzel, who is the counselor at the junior high school. You also have, in addition to the Mental Health Awareness Day on the 21st, you're also having an Ag Day, correct?
Right, yep. So we're splitting it up this year. Mr. Anderson, our FFA advisor, who is our FFA advisor 712, he is coordinating and organizing some different farm equipment to come in. We've done this before also in the past, and you know, it's just really neat for some of our kids to get up and into a semi and, mm-hmm. and look out the windshield and just think of how big this is. Combine, tractors, kind of the same thing. But it's also an awareness for our kids to understand when they start driving how to pay attention to, you know, the ag equipment that is in our area. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you want to be involved in the ag field, it's here. Yep. You know, if you're living here,
yep.
you're going to see this equipment. So it gives them just a different feel of what it looks like, what it feels like. And then also, you know, we talk about GPS and precision farming. Some kids don't realize there's computer screens in these tractors, and it's pretty cool for them to get up in there and see exactly all the digital technology that's in them.
Very cool. What else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on, either Ms. Timmerman or Ms. Wetzel, that we need to be aware of?
Just that it's the seniors' last week this week. We have a busy schedule for them tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Will be their decision day ceremony, and then at 7 o'clock is scholarship night. And then on Thursday, our girls and boys will have their state qualifying meet for track. I'm hearing we might have some qualifiers, mm-hmm. So that's going to be an exciting evening at Fremont Mills. And then on Friday, I believe it is our golf. The girls' golf will have their regionals. So kind of a busy week for sure. Friday morning, our seniors will actually go through their practice, their walkthrough, and then they come through each building in their cap and gown. That's always a special time for, obviously, our staff to see our seniors. You know, it just gives us we all know we've had a hand in a lot of the students' mm-hmm. Path and what direction they're going to take after high school. But it's really cool for our littles to see the seniors walking through as well. So that's going to happen on Friday, and then graduation is on Sunday.
Very cool. And here we are. It's the end of the year, believe it or not. So very good. Well, it's great, great information.
Believe it or not, yes.
Yeah,
very
and
much.
All of those activities. So thank you. It's a real pleasure to visit with you all. It's great information, too. And I hope that people will make note of those events, attend the ones that are appropriate, and say congratulations to the seniors when you see them. So thank you much, and make it a great day. Pleasure to visit with you.
Absolutely.